925 WSGW with Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, and you on your morning team show. In studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, Art Lewis in your home studio. I'm sure you recognize that musical theme, Art Lewis, right?
Yes and no. I've heard it, but I don't know what it's from.
Oh, that's okay. It's the music that's been forever known to be associated with the broadcast coverage of Wimbledon.
Well, on NBC. When it used to be on NBC.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
yeah,
it's
been on NBC for a while.
That would explain why I didn't recognize it.
Yes. Yeah, this is true.
But I use it in all my... Whenever I talk Wimbledon, I always use it, too.
It's because it's tied to it.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say something about talking Wimbledon?
I did. Oh, I did. That's
Wimbledon.
Right.
Wimbledon?
Yeah.
No.
Art Lewis, you know what's coming up, Art Lewis?
Wimbledon.
Yeah. On Monday, they get started. You know what that means?
Means you're taking off what? It's a holiday?
It should be, yes. The fortnight. It should be a holiday, yeah.
Are you ready, Art?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right, it's that time once again, loyal WSGW morning teamers, and I know it's something you've missed since I didn't really do this last year due to the pandemic. That's right, it's time for the 2021 installment of Pat's Wonderful Wimbledon Winners. Please play the music. Ah, yes, the old NBC Wimbledon theme song. Not to say, next to my fabulous Pat's Perfect NFL Pick segment, this is by far my next favorite, and for you football fans out there who scoff at my tennis, just remember, when the Wimbledon championships conclude at the All England Club, we'll only be two weeks away from the start of NFL training camps. As you will recall, I was 0-for-2 with my French Open predictions. I must make amends with my Wimbledon picks. And before I move on, once again, I will not give in to the temptation to show off my tennis name pronunciation skills to one Art Lewis. So you will not hear me say names like Stefano Tsitsipas, Denis Shapovalov, Karolina Pliskova, Victoria Azarenka, Matteo Berrettini, Ekaterina Svitolina, Elise Cornet, Belinda Bencic, or Anastasia Pavlyuchenko. I still can't say her name. Instead, I will now give you my picks. On the women's side, I have to tell you, it's wide open on who could win it there. No Naomi Osaka, but she never really played well at Wimbledon to begin with. Serena Williams could make some noise. Simona Halep, the 2019 defending champion, could win it as well. But I'm going with the 2011 and 2014 champion, Petra Kvitova. And I believe Petra's actually playing in this one. I picked her to win 2 years ago, and if you recall, she dropped out before the tournament even ever started. As for the men's side, Novak Djokovic gets his 6th Wimbledon title and his 20th career major title, tying Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. I'm sorry, but who's going to outlast the Joker in 5 sets? He never surrenders, he's relentless, and he's the best of all time. So I give you Novak Djokovic and Petra Kvitova as the 2021 edition of Pat's Wonderful Wimbledon Winners.
Well, Art, do you agree?
That's all right. I'll get back to him with all the LPGA names.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That's true.
Wimbledon starting Monday.
I know. It's great. Tennis fans, we missed it last year. It was the one major that was completely canceled.
And it is the major of all the majors.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's the creme de la creme.